Samuel Pepys' Diaries. Samuel Pepys is famous for his diaries, which cover the years 1659 to 1669, and he also enjoyed a successful career as a naval administrator and member of parliament. Samuel Pepys was born on February 23, 1633, near Fleet Street in London, the son of a tailor. He was educated at St. Paul's School in London and Cambridge University. After graduating, Pepys was employed as secretary to Edward Montagu, a distant relative who was a councillor of state during the Cromwellian Protectorate and later served Charles II. In 1658, he underwent a dangerous operation for the removal of a bladder stone. Every year on the anniversary of the operation, he celebrated his recovery. Pepys began his diary on January 1, 1660. It is written in a form of shorthand with names in longhand. It ranges from private remarks, including revelations of infidelity, to detailed observations of major events in 17th century England, such as the plague of 1665, the Great Fire of London, and Charles II's coronation, and some of the key figures of the era, including Sir Christopher Wren and Sir Isaac Newton. Fear of losing his eyesight prompted Pepys to stop writing the diary in 1669. In June 1660, Pepys was appointed clerk of the Acts to the Navy Board, a key post in one of the most important of all government departments. This is a position that brings a new house for him and his new wife. Fiercely devoted to his wife, he nevertheless records many experiences where he looks at, kisses, and dallies with other women, a trend that he will continue throughout the diary of Samuel Pepys, and a trend that will slowly invoke the ire of his wife Elizabeth. Most of his leisure time he spent in his library. He intensified his search for books and prints, setting himself a target of 3,000 volumes. Pepys and his library clerk devised a great three-volumed catalog. He bequeathed his library to the Magdalen College, Cambridge. His library contains a unique collection of 3,000 books and manuscripts. Pepys earned his place in history by his work for the Navy, but perhaps these diary volumes and the library containing them are the most eloquent memorials. They speak as no other relics can of the man himself.